You find yourself in charge here in Dover. What goals do you have for the base?
It's a great question that every commander sits down and goes through. And I'll tell you that the first focus that we have is we look towards our mission to deliver and take care of airmen around the globe and work for the United States in that sense. But I think as we break it down of goals for the base, it's as airmen that we can take care of each other, that we can work for each other's families, that as we're out rocking this mission across the globe, that we're able to know that our family members and that our friends are being taken care of back here at home in Dover and across this Delaware community that we live in. That's one of the main goals, and to continue to strengthen the relationship with our downtown partners, because this community means so much to our team that we're able to go out and execute the mission of delivering airlift around the globe, and that we're also able to be here and with our Port Mortuary here to be able to welcome home our heroes. And so as a whole, that goal boils down to being able to take care of each other throughout everything that we do, to make sure that we care for each other, that we're ready for every fight that could come our way, and that we're looking at innovative ways to improve our readiness and innovative ways in which to take care of each other.
When you assumed command, you told airmen that they make the impossible possible and make it look easy. Can you speak to their readiness to respond to the unexpected as well as the way they carry out their daily mission?
I think we have to look no further than the recent NEO, Joe, on that one. Is as General Minahan said a couple of weeks ago, the world looked to AMC and said, you're not going to be able to do this. And AMC as a whole said, just watch us. Dover Airmen took up that flag and said, let's go, just watch us. And they really did. And they've been ready all across the board to execute not just something that looks like a NEO, but anything that comes our way, and make sure that flexibility, because their training takes time to look at different aspects of the way in which we need to be able to execute our global mission. And so as we go through that training, whether that's flying training or that's our port dogs on the ground or our Ravens in the way in which they train as security forces and defenders of our base and of our aircraft, we're able to do that along with our medics that are able to take and get onto the cutting edge of medicine to be able to take care of whatever mission it is around the globe. All of the groups at Dover, both our total force partners and our AFMEO partners and JPEDs and AFMEs, we're all focused on training for whatever part of a mission that we're looking at, so that we can be broad enough to understand how our readiness needs to be across the full spectrum.
You've been to a lot of places during your career. What do you think about Delaware and Dover, and what sets it apart from other places you have served?
So, Joe, Delaware is like family to me. This is the third time I've been stationed here. We started here as a family, as young lieutenants. I had my first daughter here, and it's just coming home. And it's hard to explain that. What Delaware brings is the people, and it's woven throughout the fabric of this community of how the people care for airmen and for their families, how they're not afraid to put the needs of others above their own. And they do that on a day in and day out basis. You can see it from the volunteers on the base that come in for everything from the families of the fallen to the USO, to our honorary commanders that bring a different perspective for each one of our squadrons and our units across the base to be able to have discussions, to just when we go out the gate in the communities in which we live in, to our neighbors that sit down and just want to have a discussion and just want to make sure that we're taken care of in the way in which they're able to do things. Dover's unique in that sense, and being able to work together to work through any differences we have and to move forward. And now I have the unique ability to actually even go work and chat with the Chamber of Commerce of Central Delaware, which is an awesome opportunity to be able to talk with many different leaders from across the area and to see how we as a group can make this part of Delaware even better as we move forward.
Now, it's Veterans Day week, and what are your thoughts on Veterans Day and how the Dover Air Force Base marks the occasion?
So Veterans Day is a very special week that sits out, and we honor millions of the brave men and women who have served our country throughout the years. And I think that there's many stories, and each person Veterans Day brings something different to their mind when they think about what Veterans Day is about. Here on Veterans Day, we held a dedication ceremony for a new POW MIA exhibit at Air Mobility Command Museum. And the Air Mobility Command Museum is an outstanding place to be able to come and look at our heritage. And as we celebrate that heritage and we look upon what has gone on in the past, we are reminded of the shoulders of the giants that we stand on today as we lead forward into the future. And they dedicated an exhibit that's called the Chair of Honor. This exhibit is an unoccupied C-5M Super Galaxy pilot seat. That unoccupied seat is honoring those who are still POW or MIA and symbolizes that their place will be in the museum and it'll be waiting for their return. That symbology about what it is that we care for in our veterans, it is just ever important to me. I didn't grow up in a military family, but I grew up with an uncle who served in the U.S. Air Force. And my uncle actually just passed away a few months ago. And so as I think back to what he did and how he represented our U.S. Air Force and our nation across the globe, it is a great day for me to be able to reflect upon that and how I hope to continue on his legacy of leadership and the way in which he took care of airmen and the way in which he integrated into the communities to make the United States the greatest nation in the world.
How do the programs at the base and at the Department of Defense support veterans and airmen transitioning back into civilian life?
So we have a program that's built for that. It's called TAP. It's a transition assistance program. But beyond that program, there are multiple ways that we do that. And I'll tell you, the Delaware community is awesome in the way in which they join with us to help skill bridge our airmen into that next step. Because whether an airman serves 4 years, 6 years, 26 years, what we want them to know is that the Air Force cared about them, but also that as they go out the door, we want them to be amazing humans and going out to contribute to the United States in the way in which we all try to as leaders. And so I think that as we bridge through that, there are programs that work through it, but also it's just how we as a team come together to help airmen as they transition out of the Air Force into that next job of whatever that's going to be for their future so that they're prepared to be the best citizens as they can be.
What makes veterans great employees and entrepreneurs?
So we all start with a baseline that we all go through called basic training. And so that's a breakdown of how we are built together and how we have this common bond. But we're always looking to be part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And so that service before self discussion is something that is, if I were an entrepreneur or a business owner, as I look at that, knowing that someone is not selfish, that they're looking out for the needs of their fellow workers, that they're able to balance their home life and their own personal needs to take care of the folks around them is what I think makes them a great worker, and also their work ethic, because they're not afraid to do the hard job. And so that gives them that chance to be able to go out and be ready into the new workforce that they go into as they transition out of the Air Force.
The majority of people have not served in the military. What would you want people to know about veterans and service members on this Veterans Day week, and how best can we support them?
I think, Joe, that the thing is as we as veterans go through our day-to-day life, we do this because we're called to. This is more than a job. It is a calling. It is something that we love to be a part of. And so as on Veterans Day, we're not expecting a thank you. We're not expecting anything. We enjoy this day as a time to celebrate with our fellow veterans, but also to celebrate what it is that we have been able to do as military members in the United States. And the way in which we're able to bond together as fellow veterans and to support our community, we love being able to support the freedoms that this country stands for. And we swear upon that when we talk about our oath of allegiance to the, or our oath of office to the Constitution. And I really believe that that's really on this Veterans Day what we want to celebrate, is that we are serving together with the American public, and we are here to take care of them and their freedoms. And we're willing to sacrifice that on any given day. And that's what we love as part of our job, is that calling to do that. This is not our job. This is our calling.